Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. And thank you to Quantum Hypno for the sponsorship. Don't forget, my Substack is available for you to read for free if you want. Just click the link below. And if you do enjoy the work that I do here day in, day out, you can buy me a coffee, link below as well. Right, here's some good news. I'm sure you were as pleased to me as I was to read that children, puberty blockers for children are going to be blocked and banned by the NHS. They're going to stop, NHS England at any rate, is going to stop prescribing puberty blockers. Children will no longer routinely be described puberty blockers at gender identity clinics. Well, number one, these gender identity clinics should be absolutely banned as well. But anyway, I'm glad that the puberty blockers are being banned. What are puberty blockers? Well, they pause the physical change of puberty. I mean, I can't believe anyone even invented such a thing. Horrific when you think about it. I mean, puberty is entirely normal part of growing up. We've all gone through puberty. There's nothing wrong with it. But of course, the logic on it is, we give these to children, these hormones, because they suppress the release of hormones that cause puberty. And so children who are questioning their gender can have it temporarily paused by the prescription of such things. I mean, this in itself is insane. But anyway, the point about it is that this is going to be stopping across the NHS, and I welcome that because it's a satanic and evil thing that shouldn't ever be prescribed. But this is going to cause, you see, certain problems. And here's, for example, one headline I see from last August: puberty blockers. Sinn Féin calls for a guarantee in law that trans drugs can be given to children. Yeah, that's how evil and wicked Sinn Féin is. Sinn Féin's MLA for Mid Ulster, Emma Sharon, female naturally, laid out her position on the BBC. She basically feels that it's part of normal healthcare. She wants to see it legislated for. And she says Sinn Féin supports an update to gender recognition laws in the North to be harmonised with the South. Everyone is entitled to access the healthcare treatments currently available to them in the NHS and should not have to wait. Should not have to face long waits before receiving the care. So this is a bit awkward now. So this is going to mean all the political class, and especially the absolute wasters we have in Northern Ireland, are now going to have to answer the question, do they support the NHS in the withdrawal of puberty blockers for children? And secondly, I believe that puberty blockers should also be banned from private clinics as well. We need to protect our children by keeping them away from these hormone suppressing drugs, which have all kinds of nasty side effects. And I think in the interest of our kids and keeping them safe, they should never, ever be prescribed such a thing. Any doctor doing so, you know, is demonstrating a commitment to, to devil himself, as far as I can see, because what they're trying to do is, I mean, everyone who's been through puberty knows it's a time of conflicting emotions, and some people have all kinds of issues. That's fine. That's normal, though. They don't need to be given hormones, puberty blockers. They don't need that. They'll grow out of it. Literally, puberty is something you grow out of. You know, we talk about, oh, we grow out of this, grow out of that, and grow out of the other. But puberty is definitely the one thing that you will grow out of. And if people have a few conflicted years, well, that's fine. That's the price of growing up. Unfortunately, the whole big pharma industry jumped on the back of it and said, oh, hang on, you want to change gender? Yeah, you want to have a think about it? Yeah, no problem. Here, take a couple of these twice a day or whatever. That'll stop the hair sprouting on your face or the developments of whatever, you know. And these things should never, ever have been, in my opinion, allowed in the first place. But at last, there's at least a belated recognition that these things have no place in our health service, and they should have no place in the lives of young people. And that should apply whether through an NHS facility or through a private health clinic facility as well. But I'd like to know now, for all the wookies, all the, oh yeah, give the trans kids need puberty blockers. First of all, there's no such thing as trans kids. It's an oxymoron. There are literally no such things as trans kids. There are teenage boys, there are teenage girls. That's it. They should be kept the hell away from these hormone suppressing and altering drugs until they reach an age where decisions can be made, such as 18, for example. And even then, I'd question it, because, as I say, it's what are the side effects of puberty blockers? You're actually stopping your body. If you're taking these things, By virtue of the act of taking them, you are stopping your body doing something that your body should do. And I can't believe that's going to be healthy for you. And I wonder what the other documented consequences of these things may be. So all the virtue signalers who, like, for example, Sinn Féin, who last year were saying, yeah, especially the women, it's always women, I think, in these cases, advocating these things, then what are they going to do now? What are they going to know? Are they going to say, oh, this is so wrong, the trans kids need the drugs, we've got to give the trans kids the drugs? What are they going to do? But I know what we should do. We should make sure that these drugs are banned, full stop. Thanks for listening.